got us t-shirts, our bosses did, and for our two granddaughters. And then it says, my grandma can sell more fireworks than your grandma. So I go, is that a competition between the both of us? The girls think so.
Hello and welcome to You Know the Place, the show that explores the Idaho businesses, clubs, and the locations you always drive by, but never take the time to visit. I'm Joel Wayne, and this is my co-host, Lacey L.D. Daly.
Hi.
Happy Thursday.
Oh, it's a Thursday.
Yeah. What do we got going on this week?
Well.
You going to nominate something? You going to do it?
I'm going to do it. Yeah, okay. I'm going to do it. In the spirit of getting outside of Boise proper.
Yes.
I would like to nominate Rocky Mountain Fireworks and Fur.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like a an old trapper station or something like that.
Yeah.
They also sell quinine and and sugar.
Why not?
Yeah.
So it's located on Highway 20 in Caldwell, technically, but I saw it from the thruway on my way to Sand Hollow. And it's a big, huge yellow building with a lot of signage that screams fireworks.
Fur. Kind
of, there's not as much fur screaming. It's just mostly fireworks, but it's kind of hard to miss, especially if you're looking for it.
Yeah, I've seen the signs to it, and I have not stopped either. So what's your central concern here?
Well, I have a lot of questions, but my central concern is probably the obvious. Fireworks and fur.
Yeah.
There's got to be a story there.
What's the marriage?
Yeah. Why? Was it a happy accident? It doesn't seem like the most natural marriage of industries or products.
Yeah.
Or maybe it is, and I actually am just so uneducated and uncultured that I don't know this.
Right.
But I want to know that.
Yeah, okay.
So that's kind of obvious, but seems necessary. Also, I was just thinking, you know, you don't see a lot of these permanent brick-and-mortar fireworks stores or shops. They're usually just those, like, pop-up tents around the 4th of July.
Yeah, it's like the costume places for Halloween.
Exactly, yeah. And so it made me wonder, what is their business after the 4th? And we'll be going after the 4th, so I guess we'll see. And do they sell those kind of the fireworks that you can't really light off there? But also, which industry is responsible for the bulk of the business?
Oh, you mean is it consumers or is it like other businesses purchasing? No.
No. Okay. I mean, what's more popular, fireworks or fur?
Ah, I gotcha. Yes.
Yeah. And like fireworks, was it maybe just a fur place and maybe there's not a lot of fur in the summer, so then they sold fireworks?
That's exactly what I was thinking. Is it like that, you know, when it's hot, that's when people want the fireworks.
Yeah.
And then when it's cold, that's when they want their fur.
Right.
It could have just as easily been fireworks and hot cider.
Who shops there? Like, do they have... Well, it's kind of out of the way if you're in the Treasure Valley. You kind of have to make a trip to it. We will. Is it mostly out-of-staters or road trippers as you're coming in over the Oregon border? I don't know. Like,
sure.
And what are they buying?
Right. What's the typical shopping bag filled with?
I did look at some of their products online.
Okay.
They sell trap dye and wax. They sell snares.
Sure, I know what that is, yeah.
Predator calls? Yeah.
Why predator, not prey?
Don't know. That struck me, too.
Yeah, okay. Aren't predator calls, wouldn't that be just like a human voice? You push a button and it just goes, hey.
Hi there. Well, should we head out?
Let's do it.
So we just pulled up to a completely yellow building that you will not miss from the thruway.
There's no way that you would. I mean, it's that neon lemon yellow.
And I believe we are in
Cinder Block.
Caldwell, or almost out of Caldwell, heading west.
It is the exit that says Tenodos and Parma.
Oh, way to pay attention. And I was driving. That's worrisome. And there's a lot of, like, fireworks signs, firework paintings, and kind of like 4th of July decor, red, white, and blue stars.
Mm-hmm. A lot of no smoking signs.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So
careful.
For safety.
And I will say, we pulled, as soon as we got off the thruway, we were like, kind of smells like pot.
Yeah.
But then we pulled up to the building and I was like, no, it's definitely a skunk. And now I'm confused, is it roadkill or do they like skin animals here?
And maybe we can get like a skunk hat.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm probably just putting too much thought into that.
Well, we're going to figure that out. We're going to figure out what kind of furs. So.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, let's go.
Let's do it.
Credence.
Yeah.
Hi.
We enter the shop and introduce ourselves to the store manager and a cashier before wandering around the store. We seem to be drawn, like moths to a light bulb, or skunks to a trap, to this wall where the upper half is all mounted game trophies and the bottom is all fireworks.
I don't know why that I thought something like this antelope would cost more than $150, but I did. It's affordable in my book.
Yeah, so you're glad you brought your wallet.
Yeah.
So yeah, different kinds of trophy heads, right? So there's like bucks, white-tail deer. Here's a, like you said, a fisher. It almost looks like a little, like an otter or something
like
that.
Like if an otter and a ferret had a baby.
There's a big turkey, big stuffed turkey.
Yeah.
There's a red fox, a walleye salmon,
oh.
A jackalope.
Ow. I never really realized what a jackalope was.
That's not real, right? I mean, there's not a real thing, a jackalope, right?
I don't know. Like a jackrabbit and an antelope?
That's not a real thing.
Do you want me to ask Siri?
I really don't want to
ask.
I'll ask Siri. If it's not a real thing, then I feel like really... And then there's all these antlers. They're separate, that have been kind of
painted?
Painted or textured. And there's bighorn sheep,
that's
there's
hard.
Ram, antelope.
I mean, yeah, I could buy this right now. $12 for some antlers.
Yeah, do you want to have one for your house? Maybe for the wedding?
I don't know what we would do with those.
Well, you're in Idaho. Maybe you wanted to have that kind of wedding.
I know. What am I? I'm really Googling.
Jackalopes.
Are jackalopes real? Yes and no. That doesn't help me. It's a mythical creature. So they made that.
Yeah.
But where'd they
get... That's what I thought.
Who'd this come from? A baby deer?
Yeah, I think it maybe came from like a whitetail or something like that.
I'm glad we cleared that up.
Yeah.
That they're not real.
Yeah.
Because this is how rumors start. I would go around telling people, what the heck is this? Ah! Ah, it has whiskers! Look, what is this?
Just to paint the scene here, LD finds and tries on an arrow quiver made out of what was formerly a coyote. It's skinned and rolled into a tube, but still retaining its head and dangling feet. It's inventive and slightly horrifying.
So, yeah, it's a bunch of the heads, right? And then it's these massive things, massive packages of fireworks down
huge.
Below.
$90 worth.
For 90 bucks, yeah. That have, I mean, it looks like maybe 50 things in there,
yeah.
You know, 50 fireworks in there or something.
Oh.
All right, we've been in one corner, and I feel like we need to
actually... Well, we came over here to look at the fireworks, but we got distracted by the fur.
Oh, that's interesting. Wait, grab that
this?
Scanner.
Oh.
Because I think you can scan stuff, and then it'll show you how it... Okay, that's amazing.
If this works.
So it's a scanner that you have on the shelf, and then you can pick any firework off of the shelf, and you can scan the barcode.
And see a video.
And then you see a video up above of what it actually does. And you obviously need to do the Wicked Jester.
We wander around the corner and explore another section of the store, which is like a little warehouse packed full of fireworks. There are rolls of 10,000 firecrackers, smoke bombs, and aerial fireworks you launch from PVC tubes.
Yeah, a bunch of different kinds, right? So it's like, you know, in some ways it almost reminds me a little bit of the vape shops.
Yeah.
Like the colors, the sheer amount of colors, and then even some of the names of it too. Like Naughty Dog and Gassy Gorilla.
There's another room over here.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that. I have sort of a personal anecdote to offer.
Go on.
I'm like not really sure how I feel about fireworks. They're fine and stuff. I don't mind watching them, like the big displays. But
sure.
I don't really like all this stuff because when I was growing up, we were camping and we were just setting off smoke bombs.
Mm.
And we were like sitting on the ground Indian style and one sparked and it went up my pants. And I have a scar from today near my lady parts. And I think they got it on video. So...
I didn't notice that at the... at Bear Mountain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
So yeah, it's a whole nother room full of fireworks. This is, I will say, this is the most fireworks that I've seen in one place. You know, because generally you go to those...
Pop-up tents.
The pop-up shops.
Yeah.
And they, you know, you've got your regular stuff. You probably have a couple hundred different things. But in here, I mean, we should ask, but it seems like there's got to be several thousand different kinds.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
It's a massive amount.
And no wonders you can't smoke. Also, it looks like they have, like, emergency hoses.
Yeah.
Just in case somebody...
That's freaky. I feel like if that's the case, you get out of here and you go as far away as you possibly can.
You light the fuse and then get
and
the
heck. And then you run like heck. Yeah.
Then we chat with the store manager, Shelley, and one of the other store employees, Kathy, for a bit.
I guess this is probably a silly question, but you sell mostly fireworks here? Is that what people usually seek you out for?
No, most. We sell a lot of craft stuff, the leather and the...
Yeah. I was curious, though, you know, we're coming here after the 4th. I would have to assume, is the 4th your biggest kind of spike?
It's pretty crazy, yeah.
Yeah.
Very busy.
Yeah. I mean, are people coming from... Because all I ever really see, I live in Boise, and, you know, you get those pop-up tents of people in the grocery store parking lot selling stuff. But, I mean, who comes out here, and why do they make this trip as opposed to just grabbing something in town? What do you guys offer here?
I think because we're here year-round.
Okay. Maybe more reputable.
We're not a fly-by-night.
Good stuff.
Do you know about the history of the place? How long you guys have been here?
It's been here almost 50 years.
Wow.
And family owned and operated, right? Yep. I thought I saw that on the website. Yep. That's pretty cool. Has it always been fireworks and fur?
Yes.
Always.
What's the tie?
Those two things go together?
So trapping keeps us busy in the winter, and fireworks keeps us busy in the summer.
Okay, we were joking about that, but that's actually the case. Okay.
It makes sense. Yeah. Why not?
So what are people using, the fur and everything that they're buying?
A lot of them are for the rendezvous and different stuff, or just to lay over the couch.
Okay. So for different, Native American and powwow stuff.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we also sell trapping supplies.
And so how do you get your furs? Do
we buy from trappers.
You buy straight from the trappers?
Who's trapping these days?
A lot of people still trap? Yep. And we buy from surrounding states.
Where primarily from? Where people is, or is it just from all over?
From all over. Well, here in Oregon, Nevada, Utah.
Does everybody? So all of your friends and family, you're the hookup for fireworks.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. And fur, I guess, too.
Yeah, true. Yeah. All your fur fixings.
I'm the firework grandma.
That's a good way to put it.
They got us T-shirts, our bosses did, and for our two granddaughters. And then it says, my grandma can sell more fireworks than your grandma. So I goes at a competition between the both of us. The girls think so.
I just noticed the hats up here, by the way. I didn't even see that to begin with. And the decorated skulls, too.
Shelley shows us some of the furs hanging like coats on a rack before talking to us about trapping.
This is funny because we thought we smelled the skunk outside.
We make our own lures of baits, and we use a lot of skunk essence in them, so we always smell skunky.
Oh.
I'm geeky in the stink room.
The stink room? Is that what you called it?
Yeah. Really?
You want to go out there?
Kind of.
Yeah. Okay. We're supposed to say yes, so.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
The stink room.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't have that on.
So off we go to the stink room. The stink room is actually two shipping containers out back, painted bright yellow like everything else. Inside, the containers are lined with wood shelves and floors, which are packed with hundreds of used traps, cages, wires, and chains.
Ah, yes.
That is...
It's pungent.
Very much.
Really pungent, yeah.
You probably get used to that.
I don't smell it.
No. Oh my gosh.
Wow, that is...
Oh, yeah. I'm trying to think of what it...
used traps around the corner, too.
Used traps?
Mm-hmm.
Can we look?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know.
Don't be shy.
I don't want to see it, but I do want to see it.
Wow. So, that's like a... that's hundreds of traps. That's amazing. And is that all kinds, or are those specific?
These are all the long springs. These are all coil springs.
So what are you trapping with?
With those?
Yeah.
Like this size would be for coyotes or bobcats.
And you can trap bobcats?
Yep.
That's legal?
There's a season for them.
Oh, wow. I gotcha.
Wow.
Yeah. LD, what is this, what is the smell in here if you had to describe it?
Okay. There's something kind of like a tire rubber, but also...
Oh, yeah, I could see that.
Have you ever been to, Jody and I go to, the Asian markets and Oriental stores where they have, the raw fish kind of out?
It's kind of a fishiness to it as well.
Kind of a combination of those
but
two things.
To me, it feels like fish eggs. Not fish themselves, but like fish eggs.
Yeah. She's like, I can't even smell it.
Yeah.
Skunk, I could see. You want a real whiff of it?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Yeah. I mean, I do and I don't at the same time.
Oh, wow.
In case you missed that, Shelley says, you want a real whiff? She opens the door at the end of the storage container, which leads into this tiny room, maybe 5 feet by 5 feet. It's lined with shelves, and there are hundreds of jars with labels like shellfish oil, cheese oil, Canton musk, all for making scents to bait traps with. And the smell is at least 10 times stronger in here. The air is thick, if that makes sense.
And so that will, like, attract a skunk or a beaver or a musk
bobcat or a... Wow.
All right, that's about what I can do in there.
Wow.
We get our fill of the stink room and head back inside to chat a little more.
Who do you have a typical customer then? Do you have some crossover in terms of
who buys your fur?
Fireworks and fur. I mean, I know it's more than that, but
yeah.
Yeah. So what's your typical customer like?
Redneck.
Rednecks. Well, that's what I would wonder. Who wants to? That's all. You're spending a lot of money for the fireworks. At least it seems so fleeting of an experience versus the fur. I can see investing in that because you have this, you know, this. It's almost a piece of art. This focus piece in your house or what have you. But the fireworks. That's a one bang sort of show. What do you think it is about it?
It's American way.
Yeah. Yeah. It's American way.
Celebrating our independence, right?
You read your constitution, it says in there we're supposed to celebrate with fireworks.
Does it really?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes, it does.
But people are doing that, I mean, before and after the 4th, right? Just because they can?
I think they do it mainly on the 4th and New Year's, I think is a good time.
New Year's, that's right, yeah.
Not a lot on, like, Arbor Day or Valentine's Day.
I don't think so. No. Not that I know of.
Do you guys sell? Because I know, I mean, you're always seeing this stuff about the... at least the pop-up places, you know, you're selling stuff and then you have to sign a waiver saying that you won't set it off in the state,
yeah,
but then, so you have a waiver as well. And that's just the aerial fireworks, is it? Like the big ones?
You have to sign it for all our fireworks.
Oh, and what does the waiver say, basically?
You're 18 years old. You take responsibility.
Are there sometimes people come in and you're like, come on, you're not responsible. I know. I can tell.
No.
I like these shirts, by the way, the light the fuse from my
pack. Well, yeah. The owner's name's Heck, so.
Oh.
That's perfect.
That is
perfect. Wow. Yeah.
Shelly gives us a short tutorial on animal furs, including the difference between bobcats and cougars.
So this is a bobcat.
These are bobcats.
So they're, I mean.
They're really soft.
They are very soft. They're kind of like, they're bigger than
they're
a
smaller,
house cat,
right?
But
yeah,
they're
yeah.
smaller than a cougar
yeah.
or a mountain lion.
The softest fur is chinchilla.
Chinchilla. Oh, wow. Oh, that's like a cloud.
That's crazy.
What does somebody do with this? Do you hang this? Do you just pet it all day?
you just pet it.
You put it on your off or your desk at your office and pet it.
Well, you put
it's like a stress
ball. It's on a keychain. Yeah.
It's the pet you don't have to feed.
So this might also be a dumb question, but all the things that you sell in here, animal-wise, are they all trapped? Or are they also shot and
some
hunted?
Shot. Yeah,
right?
Some are shot.
Some of them just seem a little big.
Because you can't trap whitetail.
Right.
Yeah, how would that work?
Whitetail deer. Or an antelope.
These would be the traps.
Yeah, I gotcha.
Shelly shows us a little gift shop area, which has slightly different knickknacks than you usually find. African porcupine quills, stuffed blowfish, and, of course...
A penis bone?
The topic of conversation.
What?
Well, you have to say what it is. A coyote penis bone.
It's a cowboy pickup, or... Toothpick.
Why not?
Why not?
I like that answer.
Why not? There's a lot of why not going on in this store.
Lastly, LD tries on a big hat made from an Alaskan wolverine, priced at just under $400.
Oh my gosh. Look, it's got its claws still. This is how, oh, it kind of fits.
Get it straight on.
Get it straight. Oh, it's scratching me.
Oh my gosh, LD.
Before LD buys herself a cut little bird figurine made out of abalone shell, a cowboy toothpick,
and maybe like a penis bone.
Those are only $4. I feel like you should get a penis
just
bone.
Just to have it?
Yeah. You want a raccoon or a coyote?
What one looks cooler?
Raccoon.
The raccoon does kind of look cooler, doesn't it? Yeah, let's get a raccoon penis bone.
You didn't want a mink penis bone?
No, these are cool.
And a ring made from onyx for me before we take off.
So...
Back in the car. Here's
your
ring.
Back in the car. Thanks. Do we smell?
Yeah, I do. Smell, literally smell my hand.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
A little skunky. So, on that note, too, I went into the little room.
Ooh. Ooh, gosh.
And,
That was real hard for me.
Part of it was that, yeah, it smelled so bad, and it did, but the air was so thick. It was like thick with, I mean, I don't know what the smell was. Is it like decomposition?
I've got a very sensitive stomach.
Body
fluids. I'm feeling a little nauseous right now. But that was probably the most interesting part.
Yeah.
Of all that. I didn't realize that they did it. And I'm looking at that building right now, and it's actually, it looks like two shipping containers stacked on top of each other.
Right.
That's two, pretty cool.
Obviously bright yellow shipping containers.
Right. I didn't realize that they did all of that.
Yeah, I don't, it is one of those ones, I don't know, like right out of the gate, if it's something that I would necessarily be back here anytime soon. But I will say, if we were going by and I was with someone who hadn't been here,
I would be like, hey, we should check it out.
Yeah,
when we were leaving, two women walked in and they're like, can we help you with anything? She's like, oh, I'm just here to see what she was telling me about. So it's kind of one of those word of mouth.
You wonder if that's the case, if people are like,
I stopped at this place and
I gotta take you sometime.
Yeah.
Even if it's just we're on our way to New Plymouth, Ontario. I don't know.
Yeah. It is. I'm not shocked and also shocked to learn that it is pretty split down the middle, part fireworks, part fur.
I mean, I am a little bit.
But I mean, I suspected it, and I think that was the guess that
we were like
I
making jokes
there.
About yeah. how it's like, oh yeah, fireworks in summer, fur in winter.
Well, should we run like heck?
Yeah. Hey, LD.
What? I stink.
So, back in the studio.
Yes.
Back in the air-conditioned studio.
Yeah. Yeah. First impressions.
There was just so much stuff to see there. There was really just a massive amount of stuff to see. But it really did stay true, I'll be honest. It stayed true to its name, to what you think. You know, it wasn't like a bait and switch. It was fireworks and fur. And it was pretty evenly divided.
Yeah, actually, that was something that I did not expect. For some reason, I didn't expect it to be just fireworks and fur. And then yeah. I just kind of expected it to be a little bit like chaos. But thinking back at the layout of the store, it was pretty intentionally designed. I mean, there was one little wing that was kind of like trinket and fur section, another one that was like all fireworks. But mm-hmm. that main room was a mix of the two.
Yeah.
And listening back to the audio, like it sounds random as we're like discovering things, but it actually was really clean, really organized.
It was.
Everything was well labeled.
It was not like a pawn shop or anything like that, or just a catch-all. It was not a big storeroom just full of random stuff.
Yeah. As intentional as you can make the marriage of fireworks and fur, they did it.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Summer and winter. Yeah. Yeah.
I expected this going in to feel kind of like a city girl, which anybody who knows me knows that I'm not. But then I go there and I make an ass out of myself when I don't know the difference between a cougar and a mountain lion. And I should have known that. And I hated listening to myself and having those. I didn't know a jackalope was fake.
No, that's okay. That's okay. I don't think that you necessarily, I don't think it's necessarily a, I don't think it's the instance where it's city mouse versus country mouse. You know what I mean? I think that most of us do generally fall somewhere in between.
But you don't think people were listening to this just shaking their heads like a jackalope?
Oh, inevitably, yes.
Oh,
yeah, there absolutely will be people who listen to it and think that. But it was a place that felt, one of the things I was thinking is that it was a place that felt more Idaho than Idaho. I mean, sometimes Idaho feels so Idaho, and that mm-hmm. place felt so Idaho.
It's true.
That store felt like America.
And I honestly didn't have a whole lot of interest in either fireworks or fur going
yeah.
into it. I mean, it's not something that I think much about. And I don't know if this happens to you. I'm assuming it does because you're a writer, and I just think that this must happen to all writers, where you learn about something new or different, and then you kind of go down this wormhole of researching it and reading about it because it just seems like the perfect, I don't know, setting or place or something to throw a bunch of characters into.
Sure.
Like Jody's grandpa, he had in a younger life racing pigeons. And that to me just seems like a whole culture that
oh yeah
would be really interesting to set a story in. I had that feeling, especially about the fur and the trapping. And after seeing the stink room and that whole wall of used traps, I was like, oh, I feel like I need to know a little bit more about this way of life because I could stick, you know, one of my go-to characters there one day.
Yeah. What about your central concern?
Fireworks in the summer, fur in the winter. I mean, it's that simple.
Yeah.
We joked about it, but there's something kind of refreshing about that simplicity because it reminds me maybe we don't always have to overthink things.
Yeah, I think you're right. It is a place that it reflects exactly what the sign says. So Real quick, now that we've had time to sit on it a little bit or ruminate, can you describe the smell in the tiny little stink room?
Oh my goodness.
Have you come up with any? I came up with one, and maybe that's all. Maybe that's why. So I said, because I was like going back over like a scent memory, and I thought it's like if you took the smell of like a very ripe locker room.
Ew.
I know. Like if you were like junior high, like a junior high locker room, and then a porta potty that needs to be emptied, a fish market, and then you combined all of those and you distilled them, like you skimmed the top off. And then you bottled it.
Oh my gosh.
That's a bit what it was like. Final takeaways?
This was one of those places that reminds me how important it is to kind of get to know somebody. I feel like if we would have just gone in there, and Kathy and Shelley, they were kind of confused by us in the beginning, and as they should be, as most people probably should be, yeah, when we just randomly drop by.
Sure.
And it took them a while to warm up to us. And we easily could have been like, oh, this didn't work, and we'll just wander around and then leave. But I think we stayed with it. We let Shelley show us that stink room, and we kind of got her to open up a little bit. But I think that my experience of the place, had we not taken the time to kind of do that, would have been, I don't know, a lot less exciting. Yeah. Or it's a lot richer now that we did connect. And it was kind of a good reminder to me, because I know we say it a lot here and on our social media about going out and exploring these places, but don't forget to explore the people too. I think that the people, even if they might not seem like the funniest, most outgoing people, they're the whole reasons that these places exist.
Right.
And so there's always going to be a cool story or a moment there that you wouldn't have had unless you asked or unless you kind of went outside your comfort zone. So what about your final takeaway?
Well, I was in my head, I was going over, you know, the different things that we saw in there, especially odd things, you know, teddy bears made of beaver fur, arrow quiver made out of a coyote.
A coyote, if you're
a coyote,
not from the city.
Yeah. Raccoon penis bones, there's different scents for traps. There was this box that said pick your feet, and I didn't really understand what it was, and it was exactly what you thought. It was different kinds of little animal feet. And
I still don't get what you do with those things.
I don't either.
You just pet them.
But we asked, you know, we asked Shelley after she did warm up to us a couple times, we asked why, and she said, why not? I think she said it two different times. But there's something kind of refreshing about going to a place like that. That's a kind of a why not type of store.
Yeah, and you don't have to give any more explanation than that.
Yeah.
Why?
Why not?
You Know the Place is a podcast brought to you by Boise State Public Radio. Our music is James Dean Kendall and the Eastern Oregon Playboys. Our website is youknowtheplacepodcast.com. We're on Facebook, we're on Instagram. You can find us on those platforms at You Know the Place. And thanks this week to Kathy and Shelley at Rocky Mountain Fireworks and Fur. We had a good time getting to pet the furs and smell the lures, and maybe next time we'll set off some fireworks.
Tenderums, reach out to me from across oblivion, like stone, now glass.